1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6 says, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself up as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time." That's right, friend. We have one mediator between us and God, and that is Jesus. Happy Friday to you. So good to see it's this 29th day of March 2019. Just think, April begins on Monday. We are just flying by. Put your seatbelt on. We're just flying by these days. It's Joey Kroll here with you. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful week. And Pastor Jason back here next week here on Great News Radio after taking few months off to just kind of recuperate and get rested. He is coming back next week. So looking forward to that. So this is going to be my last Friday here with you for a while. So Pastor Jason will be back with Mark Burns. And so maybe you've put up with me long enough. So they will be back in the hot seat next week. Hey, coming up tomorrow, the Great News Radio Children's Choir will be at the Youth Literature Festival at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign. They're going to be performing there at 11:45. Also, there's still room for you to be part of the Huntley Brown concert at First United Methodist Church in Urbana, Sunday night, April 7th. It's a free concert, but if you really want to add a cherry on top, really encourage you to take advantage of the Artist Circle reserve seating. That's $25, which also includes a meet and greet with Huntley Brown, just the world-renowned pianist, and he's got a wonderful testimony as well. The Singing Men of GNN will be there performing. Again, it's Sunday night, April 7th, 7 p.m. at First United Methodist Church in Urbana. More details on that and other concerts by visiting our website at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to be talking about the church. You know, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be honest with you, between you and me, won't tell anybody else. I thought for the longest time that the church was a place that you go. It's something you do. But honestly, biblically speaking, it is who we are. So we're going to talk about the church today. Who is, what is the church? What is the purpose of the church? That's coming up right after this on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends.
constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
Country in the world, there is an American embassy, and an embassy is a little bit of America a long way from home. I mean, embassies are sovereign territories, which means they do not belong to the countries in which they are in. They belong to the country they came from. So if you get in trouble in a foreign land, just find your way to the American embassy, because once you enter its gates in the realm of its dominion, you are in America again. And friend, the church is supposed to be a little bit of heaven a long way from home. The church is a place where weary people find truth, safety, forgiveness, hope. It ought to be a little bit of heaven right here on earth. And today I like to spend some time in looking at the purpose and the role of the church. You know, many people today understand the church as a building, and that's not the biblical understanding of the church. The word church actually comes from the Greek word ekklesia, which really means an assembly or ones who are called out. The root meaning of church is not that of a building, but of people. The church is those who have placed their faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. So in other words, we don't go to church. We do not attend a church. We are the church. Because what we do is, when we think of a church as a place we go on a particular day, we see church as something we do only on Sunday at that particular location. We have limited Christianity only to one particular day at a particular location. The church is not a building, it is the people. The church is those who have placed their faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. And before we ever talk about the church, we need to realize that Jesus is the head of the church. Colossians 1, 17 and 18 says, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church. Jesus is supreme over all. Amen. He founded the church. He brought forth the church, gave it life through His death, burial, and resurrection. The reason why we should pray before a Bible study, before we get into a Sunday sermon or a Sunday night evening Bible study, is because we should be seeking the CEO before we open His word, right? I mean, before church business meetings, we should pray, because we want to check in with the boss before we conduct His business. Jesus is the head of the church, and the church is the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:12-14 says, just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. So according to 1 Corinthians 12, we see here that the individual members are part of one body, the body of Christ. Verse 27 of 1 Corinthians 12 says, now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. If we are called the body of Christ, well, then we need to know that the body of Christ is a moving and active body. I don't know if you've ever played basketball or watched basketball. I remember watching Michael Jordan when I was growing up, and I haven't watched much basketball since then. But in basketball, there are two teams on the court, two opposing teams on the court. But there's also a third team that's often overlooked, the officials. The third team is unique because it is not loyal to either team on the court. The allegiance of the officials is to another organization, the NBA. They have their own source of authority, which is the rule book that comes directly from the league office. This third team does not sit idly by during heated contests, but they engage in the game to ensure that the wishes of the league come about. And just like the officials in the NBA, friend, the church is of a different kingdom. We too participate in a battle. The gospel demands our engagement in the world for the glory of God. The church is so much more than sitting in a pew. The church is so much more. So much more than sitting in a pew. You know, God did not dress himself in humanity to walk down Calvary, carry our cross, die on that cross so that you and I can sit in a pew. The body of Christ is a moving and active body. We have to engage the world. The gospel demands our engagement. You know, here in 1 Corinthians 12, we see that God has gifted each and every believer with gifts, spiritual gifts, gifts given to us for service, for his kingdom. And we're ought to use those gifts to build up, edify, and grow the body of Christ. I remember kind of early on in my church going days, I came to church with the mindset of, what is the church going to do for me today? It was for several years I had that mindset. And why isn't anybody saying hi to me? Why isn't anybody doing this? What are they going to do for me today? But as we grow, friend, as we mature in the Lord, we need to come with the mindset of, what can I do to serve the body of Christ? We are not here to sit idly by and allow the world to decay. We're not called to be comfortable. Now, I know some of us are limited physically and unable to get out and do things, but you know what? We can still pray. We can still write a note to the pastor or the church leaders and say, you know what, keep up the good work. I'm praying for you. Friend, the gospel demands our engagement. The body of Christ is a moving and active body. And as the church is being a moving and active body, we need to remember that we need to be about his work and his mission. What is the mission of Jesus? Luke 19:10. Tells us, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. For the Son of Man, that's Jesus, has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Friend, if Jesus is concerned for the lost, if Jesus, the president, the CEO, the founder of the church, is concerned for the lost, then we need to be concerned for the lost. Mark 2:15 says, and it had happened that he, Jesus, was reclining at the table in his house, and many tax collectors and sinners were dining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many of them, and they were following him. When the scribes and the Pharisees saw that he was eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, why is he eating and drinking with tax collectors and sinners? Tax collectors back then, they were, and I guess today, they were known for price gouging. I mean, they took advantage of people. They were dishonest. So he had a meal with tax collectors, sinners. I mean, these were people who were probably filled with gossip, filled with lust, filled with hatred, filled with every kind of perversion that you can think of. And Jesus was eating with these people. He said, Jesus said to them, it is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Oh, church, thank you, Jesus. Praise him that he came and healed our sick, sinful, perverted life. The church, friend, is a society of sinners who finally admitted it. Sharing the gospel with folks is like one beggar telling another where to find bread. We need to be about his work and his mission. And finally, the church is to make disciples. Matthew 28:18-20 says, "And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.'" And a disciple, friend, is a student, a learner. Jesus said, "Go." He said, "Go, go." The original meaning of the word "go" isn't just a one-time thing. You go and then you come back and you're done for a while. It means as you are going or while going. When we go, whatever we go, in both the going and the coming, whether common day-to-day paths or uncommon special trips or outings, we need to make disciples, share our faith, witness to folks. Making disciples is a lifestyle, not a one-time thing, while we are going. And the church is to build up the believers. We're supposed to build them up, grow. It's so much more than coming down an aisle, raising a hand, or praying a certain prayer. You got to grow. You got to mature in your walk with the Lord. And part of that is gathering with other believers. Build up the body of Christ. We are to make and mature disciples. The mission of the church is to make them, mark them, and mature them.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your and all those who've strayed. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. Heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. We'll be right back. become as you.
Oh, just as you are.
Yeah, that's a group called The Chosen Ones and Come As You Are. Hey, I appreciate just your time and your attention today for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. You can always catch up with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. That's my email address here, Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. Well, be sure to tune in to Sunday Worship Sunday morning this weekend right here on listener-supported Great News Radio. Until next time, as you will go out and about, just remember, dear friend, that you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Friday.